Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
So this is the regular PNB open meeting for August 4th. Aaron.
I'm here. Sorry? Here.
Present. Alexander.
Here.
Present. Bethune.
Here.
Present. Brown.
Present.
Present. Castaneve.
Present.
Present. Crozier.
Here.
Present. Edwards Tekert. Can't hear you. Fuentes.
Present.
Present. Okay, now, Gammon, do you want to... Sorry? Okay.
Yes, present, I'm present.
Present. Goodman. She might be out of range. Coburn is present. Norman.
Present.
Present. Novick.
Present.
Present. Nwangaza.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams.
Patel Adams is in the room.
Patel Adams present. Pinchback.
Here.
Present. Roberts.
Present.
Present. Sorden. Sorden. Can't hear you. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Present. Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, this is Tony Norman calling to order the Pacifica National Board. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. By my time, I have 9:03 Eastern time. We're going to have Bill as our timekeeper for subject matter, and Adriana is going to time each individual for, I think, 90 seconds. And... do we have any excused absences? I don't think we do. Or maybe Jan Goodman?
Nancy on the line.
Hello. Oh.
Madam Secretary, do we have any formal excused absences? Or do you want to excuse Jan Goodman? Or
I'm willing to excuse Jan Goodman.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Yes, I believe that when directors need to ask for an excuse absence, then we can ask.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat?
Yes. I believe that directors need to ask for an excuse absence for this body to give them an excuse absence. She didn't send an excuse absence. She sent one from yesterday for the personnel committee. I didn't see anything for today, and unless we have an excuse absence request, I oppose to give an excuse absence. Thank you.
This is Grace Aaron for the staff.
I'm sorry, did you hear me earlier, Tony?
Well, unless somebody, I'm going to entertain, if you're going to do a motion, if nobody's going to do a motion to excuse the absence, we're just going to move on with the agenda.
I want to move. This is Margie.
Okay.
I want to move that we excuse Jan Goodman.
There, a second.
Second.
Grace Aaron.
And there's been some objection. We'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Sorry, point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
How does this become a non-defensible motion?
Do you want to discuss the motion? Yes, Serene.
Okay. So I know that Jan indicated she would not be at a committee meeting we had yesterday, and today she said she did not have telephone access, but she did not mention that she would not be able to arrange that for this evening. She can always be excused retroactively. She's not in danger of losing her membership. I think it's a bad precedent to just excuse people because they're not here when they didn't ask to be excused. So,
okay. Madam Secretary, you want to call a roll on we want to excuse
Bill for the stack?
Bill?
you know, this is silly. I mean, if she already told you that she was out of, what, cell phone range or didn't have computer access, so how she's going to get a hold of us today? If she told you yesterday that was going to be the case today, then why are we wasting time on this?
Mr. Chair.
Let's just excuse her and move on.
Okay. We're going to have to go to, we can't debate this all night because it doesn't have a time period on it. So we vote it up or down. We don't have time to debate this all night.
There's no need to shout. I have a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege? And I'm not shouting. I'm just speaking loud to be heard. What's your point of personal privilege?
Oh, thank you for being super clear. We can really hear you.
What's your point of personal privilege, Doreen?
My point of personal privilege is that the member has no business calling anybody or their statements silly. That's not a good way to start the meeting.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll whether we're going to have to excuse this absence or not?
Aaron. Yes. Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steakert.
No. No, can't say.
All right. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
Okay, can we entertain a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved. Robert.
Second.
Wilkinson.
Doreen made the motion. Wilkinson seconded. We got a stack for discussion on the agenda. We have Serene. Anyone else?
Janet.
Margie.
Bill.
Okay. Okay, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So there are three motions. Gosh, I'm sorry. Okay, there's a motion about paying PRA, which I think is, if someone with better eyesight can help me. I think it's in new business. No, sorry, it's in old business under 6F, Roman numeral 6, item F. And I would ask that we move that up to immediately before the reports and after the finance committee motions. So if we could make it Roman numeral 3, item D as in David. And then there's a motion with regard to KPFK. I would move that to the item.
Do them one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made a motion to move the PRA up after it become 3D.
Sure.
Is there a second to that?
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to moving that up to 3D? Okay, without objection. Okay, Serene, what was the second one?
Okay. The second one is moving KPFK, crediting KPFK for their monies, which is currently, if somebody with good eyes can help me, it's currently Appendix L, which means it's like way down. I'm sorry for this. someone else spots it, you can just jump in and, okay, it's new business A, so it's under Roman numeral 7, item A, and I would like us to move it to 3B.
3P?
E is in Edward.
3E. Is there a second
to
that?
Yeah, right under the PRA thing.
Second.
Is there any objection to moving that?
This is Bill. I mean, what's the point of doing this? This isn't generating any more money or anything. Just
point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
Was the director recognized by the chair?
I made a request if there's any objection, but so he did speak, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you still on to the floor.
Well, I object to moving it up. I think there's more important things that we need to discuss before we discuss that. We'll just to keep it brief.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Can't
pass.
Hear you. Pass.
Pass.
Alexander. Pass. I have you. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Pass.
Jim Brown. Pass. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Fuentes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon.
Pass.
Pass. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Nwangaza, can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Sorden dropped off the call, trying to add her back on.
Janet? I think Janet dropped off. Michael, could you get Janet back on?
Tony?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay.
So let me resume with the vote. So the last I had was Roberts voting yes. Sorden?
Not currently on the call.
Wilkinson?
No, abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 10 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair is not voting. Next person we had on the stack was Janet, speaking to the agenda.
I'm sorry, Tony. I had another amendment.
Yes, 3.
Okay, so the
isn't there a time limit for each person?
I'm sorry. Are you going to recognize the process of...
Point of order.
Yes, Bill, what's your point of order?
I think she's exceeded her time limit. We have time limits for each person, don't we?
Adriana, what was the time limit? She's the individual timekeeper. Adriana, what was the time limit on that?
Mr. Chair, I didn't think that we ever, when we present a motion, nobody told me that we have a 90-second. We never use it, and maybe we can tell people that they need to be recognized before talking.
It's always been 90 seconds for each person.
Yes, but if the motion passed, we vote, and we give the person again the floor, what do you want me to do? You were thinking that 90 seconds was all this motion, we are less than 90 seconds? You need
okay,
to discuss the, your
well,
affairs.
We're not going to debate this, Serene. We're going to go ahead and continue with Serene, and our timekeeper is 90 seconds per individual. Serene.
Okay, there are two letters that were written to the PNB by the WBI LSV several months ago, to which has not yet been a response. The request to get a formal response to the PNB has been on the agenda and sometimes missing from the agenda, going back now, I think, about 3 months. I would like their, we meet next week as to, you know, some other LSV. I would like there to be consideration of this motion tonight. So I would ask that immediately, after the IED and CFO report, that we deal, well, actually that's where it is now, but that's the problem. It's never going to, we never get to it. I'm sorry. So I would ask that we put it before any committee report, which is to say it would be, I guess it would be Roman numeral 2B.
Well, is there a second to that?
Second.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to also put myself on the stack on that. I think we have an extremely time-sensitive issue with the elections on WPFW, and before the ballots go out in a matter of days, and I think we really need to get to that. So I would oppose putting that there. That's just me individually. Because the ballots are going to be mailed out, and we need to make a decision tonight on those ballots.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Half of the board has not bothered to show up for work, in going on 8 months at WBAI. I think that's a little important, especially because I keep hearing from all sources, including many members of the board, how badly WBAI is affecting the rest of the network. But the governance board does not function. We can't get a response from the PNB that is supposed to be in charge, since LSC are standing committees of the PNB. We can't get a response months after our first letter. I think that warrants 5 minutes of time.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
What is it? Why is exactly? I don't understand what the urgency is of this. We've got all these other big problems.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Can we ask Mr. Bill Closure to ask for the floor?
Okay, I object then. I don't see the reason why we need to move it up.
Okay, anybody else want to speak to this?
Could you please?
Point of order?
Yes,
say what
Major.
It is.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is, Chair, can we remind everybody that it's not enough to yell your name? You need to be recognized, and after you are recognized, you can speak.
Nancy, point of order, point of information.
Yes, Nancy, what's your question?
What's the motion again? To address the wrong.
Move up the item on BAI to item number 2.
On the agenda?
Yes.
Yes, to move it up.
Oh, okay.
And this is Janet as secretary.
Yes.
With the request.
Yes, Janet.
That all of these motions should be emailed.
Yes, I will.
Okay, any further discussion on this item? Madam Secretary.
Yes, point of information.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is Alexander from KPFK. Just to verify here, she wants that moved to be item number 2, right?
Manser?
I was having a hard time hearing before.
Serene?
Yes, it would move from Roman numeral 6A to Roman numeral 6B. There's currently only one item under Roman numeral 2, so it would now create a second item, B.
Okay, and then the rest of Roman numeral 6 would stay the same?
I have not brought any motions affecting that. I don't know about other folks.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, any further discussion on this item? Okay, Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
Pass.
Bethune.
Yes.
Point of order?
I think we lost Janet.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Janet.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. All right. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Castnave.
Yes.
Crozier.
No.
Fuentes.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. I think Janet might have gotten swallowed again.
I will be right back.
Sorry, this is Janet. I don't know what to say. All right, continuing. Calling the vote on this. Fuentes.
Yes.
Gammon.
Yes.
Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Nwangaza.
Yes.
Patel Adams.
Yes.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Sorden. Can't hear you, Wilkinson.
No, abstain.
Abstain. Alexander, you passed.
I abstain.
Abstain. Let me. Aaron, I didn't hear you.
Yeah. No.
No. And all right, let me count. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting on this item.
Okay,
that was for 5 minutes. And next person we have on the stack was Janet.
Yeah, Jose Luis went to point of personal privilege.
Yes, Jose Luis.
I asked for an excused absence for the rest of the meeting, so I have to get off the phone now.
Okay, is there any objection?
Just a point of order.
Yes, Serene.
He doesn't need an excused absence. He just needs to say he's leaving. He's already marked present for the meeting.
Okay. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. So... Hello?
Yes.
So, I didn't get cut off. I sent in a motion, 2016 election second payment motion, that I would like to be added to the agenda for 5 minutes after the WPFW item.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Which motion is it? The one you emailed this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving this item after 3A?
What's the time limit for it?
5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to this item being added in that time slot for 5 minutes? Okay, without objection. Okay, next person we have is Bill.
Thank you. Well, we've been talking about a lot of things that really aren't very, don't seem to be quite as urgent or important as our financial crisis, and I'm afraid we're not going to get to the CFO report. So I move that we move the CFO report up to just before the P&B committees and task forces.
Okay. Is there a second to that? Is there a second?
I'd like to amend that.
First, we have to get a second.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. And, Alexander, you had the stack. You were going to speak to that?
Yeah, it's just, and then the... IED report would be immediately following that, because otherwise there's a gap. And generally we discuss the things, you know, at the same time.
Okay, you were meaning to put at to move up the CFO report and add to the IED report after that.
Right.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Bill, I'll second it.
Is there any objection?
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, your point of information.
So we're you're saying to move the CFO item to before the committees and task forces, and also then move the amendment is to move the IED report after that, before the committees and task forces. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any people want to, anyone want to speak to these amendments, this item?
What kind of motivate it? It's Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, and we're in a really big financial crisis. We don't, our CFOs told us that we're, you know, still having so much trouble paying, making cash, making a payroll, and worried about insurance and so many of these other things, and we have no plan to do anything about it. So I can't think of anything more important right now than to make sure that we can hear from the CFO and ask questions and deal with this financial crisis that we're, you know, facing before some of our stations go off the cliff. We can't keep putting it off.
Any discussion on this item?
Yes, Grace to the stack, answering with a question.
Serene, what's your question?
Okay, so I think the meeting is now set to end at 10:30. I would like us to agree now to extend the time so we can get to what's on the agenda. I would propose an end time.
But well, Serene had a question.
My question is, where can I interject that motion? Because I think it speaks to juggling things on the agenda. If we extend to 11:30, which is 2 hours from now, chances are, if we try, we can get everything in.
Well,
but I don't know whether that would be
do another amendment to the agenda if you want to insert it and, in terms of the time period.
That wouldn't be considered a substitute on this item of moving it for time reasons.
You can do it any time later on in the meeting, any time after this. You can change the time of adjournment and extend it. Okay, any further discussion?
Point of order. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Do I have a mistake here? Because what you just said to Serene is not that right, because once that we approve the agenda, we require two-thirds of the votes
Adriana, we hadn't approved the agenda, so she can amend it at any time. She can come back on the stack and amend the agenda if she wants to extend the time.
Before the approval of the agenda?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to this item about moving up the CFO report and the executive director's report?
I object.
Anyone else speaking to this item?
Yeah, Alexander, KPFK. I mean, this just keeps coming up meeting after meeting, and whether we think that we should move this up or not, if we can maybe get to this early in the meeting, maybe at future meetings this doesn't have to be such a problem and we can get on to other business.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this? Anyone in favor? We've already had
two again. This is Grace.
If you're speaking in favor of it, we've already had two people who speak in favor of it.
Okay.
We need, if another person wants to speak, they're going to be speaking against it.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So I think we would be better served extending the meeting time. First of all, we're almost out of time, so I don't see how you expect me to have time to extend the time, to extend the end time later. But I think we'd be better served getting an extension of time for the entire meeting on the floor and actually beginning the deliberations instead of going back and forth about why, you know, this should happen, that shouldn't happen. We're burning time now. Let's just vote.
Were you speaking in favor or against this recommendation?
Against the recommendation.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We've had two people for, two people against. You can vote this recommendation up or down. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry. So there was a motion to amend, and then there was an amendment to that. So shall I call the roll on the amendment?
We did not object to that amendment, so it's just voting on the motion as amended.
Which is to move the CFO report and the IED report to before the committees and task forces.
Yes.
Right. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Oh, he's not here. Gammon. Gammon can't hear you. Goodman.
No. Gammon,
oh,
no.
Gammon votes no. I'm sorry, Goodman's not here. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Bethune, you passed?
No.
No. Brown, you passed?
No.
No. One moment, let me count. It's 3 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
3 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay. And Serene, if you wanted to do the amendment to change the time, you can do that now.
Tony. Great, this is Margie.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was on the list, and I want to make a motion, and I don't want us to run out of time before I have an opportunity to do that. And Serene has made several motions. Okay,
I'm sorry. I forgot. Margie.
Okay. I'm sending this right now to all of you. My motion is that we Oh, well, that's funny. I sent it, and now it's not in front of me anymore. Move to close session immediately after agenda approval to discuss the CFO's closed session report. And if I may have an opportunity to motivate it, well, first of all, I guess I have to find out if there's a second.
Is there a second to that item?
This is Grace, Aaron. I second.
Yes.
I hope people read the CFO's reports, the closed session, his closed session report. I think it is extremely urgent, and we must talk about it, and we must talk about it with him and with the IED. And I think that there's nothing more important we can do tonight than to do that. And so I'm making this motion that as soon as we finish approving this agenda, that we go into closed session to talk about the CFO's report. That's my motion. Thank you.
Michael, are you saying after we finish the agenda to go in closed session?
Yes, as soon as we approve this agenda to go into closed session, yes.
Adriana?
Let me point out that if we complete our discussion in closed session, we can return to open session and take up other things on the agenda. But I think it would be a terrible mistake to let this meeting pass without ever having a conversation about the CFO's closed session report.
Okay, can we take a discussion?
Adriana? And Serene, please.
And Michael, am I audible?
And Jonathan.
Great.
I got Adriana, Serene, and then Michael and Jonathan. Adriana.
And Great. Yes.
Okay.
I want to amend that motion to go into executive session after the CFO report.
Okay, there's been an amendment. Is there a second to that amendment? Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Bethune.
Okay.
Is that Bethune?
Margie for the list.
Okay, we're going to have a discussion.
Could she repeat her amendment, please?
Her amendment is to go into to move the closed session until after the CFO report. Okay, we're going to have a discussion on that amendment. We're going to have two people in favor, two people against. I heard Margie. Are you speaking in favor or against this?
Again.
And Mr. Chair, point of information, yes. we're at time for the agenda approval, unless we extend.
Okay, we're at time unless we're going to – is there a motion to extend the agenda approval? If not, we'll go
to motion to extend three. I'm sorry, go ahead.
With that?
Serene, please.
Who was that speaking, though? I didn't hear who that was. Who was that speaking?
I think Jonathan said
right, I was going to say something, but I wanted to hear what you were saying, Mr. Chair.
Oh, I didn't say anything, but...
Okay, I was going to motion to extend just for 3 minutes to finish this, but I thought you said that if we didn't, we were going to automatically go into closed session. But that's fine. Motion to extend 3 minutes just to finish this, and then I want to speak.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I simultaneously moved for 5 minutes, but I have a question.
What's your question?
How can I move for the extension but guarantee that I get to extend the meeting? Well, I don't know how to phrase that. You guys know those terms.
I would suggest you go ahead and move for the extension of the meeting. You can move to extend this item for 5 minutes and also move to extend the meeting for whatever time you want to adjourn.
Okay, so I move that we extend the agenda discussion for 5 minutes and move to extend the open meeting until 11:30 Eastern.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes. Janet, yes. I have a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Well, I have an objection to it. So I am leaving early in the morning for Houston. I'm a Jill Stein presidential delegate. I'm on my way to the convention. I cannot stay on this, do this, my job as secretary after 10:30 our time. So I, something else would have to be done. Or somebody else would have to take that responsibility. And, I don't know how, we would, be set up for a closed session. I mean, that's a whole other thing to do.
I have a question based on the privilege, just exercise.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so Janice said she would not be able to stay on past 10:30, quote, our time. She's in California, and I'm talking about 11:30 Eastern. Where's the conflict?
May I respond?
This is going to be the weekend. Yes, respond
10:30.
To that.
Yes, 10:30 Eastern, that's when the original adjournment time was. I cannot stay on beyond that. I am, have to be up in the wee hours of the morning. I cannot.
You heard all of that. I only needed clarification about the time zone you were referring to because.
Right. Eastern for
okay,
both.
Time,
yes.
Since there's not a debatable item, we're not going to discuss it any further. Since there's been an objection, we're going to go on the vote of Serene's recommendation to extend this particular agenda item 5 minutes in a meeting till 11:30. Eastern Time. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Oh, he's not there. Gammon.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Yes. Cobrin, I will abstain. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Mwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Point of information while she's counting. Did anybody receive my agenda motion on the PNB list? Because I didn't receive a copy of it myself, although I sent it.
Yes, I did.
I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So the vote count is 13 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're extended now 5 minutes to wrap up the agenda. I had a SPAC on Margie's. Was it?
May I motivate? Tell me when we've been time to for me to motivate
I'm sorry, Adriana. Adriana had an amendment. She's going to motivate her amendment. Adriana.
Okay.
90 seconds.
Yes. Well, to start with, I agree with Margie totally that we need to have the executive session because it's not only that issue. It's a lot of issues that we need to discuss in executive session. But it's as important to discuss the CFO report and the IED report in open session because we receive the information about our audit and we need to discuss and let our audience know what really is going on with the 2014 audit. I think that it's very important that we have the CFO open session, report in open session, and then we can go to executive session. Thank you. And only 40 seconds.
Okay. Any further back on the Adriana's amendment to move the executive
Margie.
Session after the CFO, I think. Margie?
This is Margie.
Yes,
so the problem is we've just passed a whole bunch of motions that load a bunch of things in before the CFO report. All of those changes that have been made so far have placed items on the agenda before the IED and CFO reports. And so that virtually guarantees that we will never get there. So that's my concern, and that's why I'm opposed to this amendment.
Okay, anyone else speaking either in favor or against this amendment?
I think I was on the stack next to Jonathan KPSK.
Alexander, you're speaking in favor or against this amendment?
Against the amendment.
Okay, Alexander.
I believe what Margie said is accurate. If we can just get into executive session quickly, we can deal with this, and we can also deal with the CFO report and everything else when we come back into public session. Thank you.
Is anyone else speaking in favor of this amendment?
Janet.
Can you hear me?
Janet, then Serene. Okay, Janet, then Serene. Janet.
So I'm also in favor of this amendment. I think we do have to, the public has to hear the CFO report before we go into closed session.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to ask that Adriana's amendment be repeated for me. Thanks. And then I would like to speak to it, but I want to hear it again.
Her amendment is to put the closed session after the CFO report, in essence.
Okay. I think it is important that we handle some of the open session business. I recognize that, you know, there's a lot that we have to do. A lot of that has to be done in open session. There's no way we could do it in closed session. And frankly, rather than interrupt someone who might have planned to listen to the meeting until whatever time and now say, oh, we're going into closed session. We're not quite sure for how long, but stay tuned and we'll come back out. No, I think we're in open session. We finished the open session business until 11:30. Someone wants to, at that point, bring a motion to move after 11:30 into executive session. I will grit my teeth. I'm on the East Coast, but I'll stay up for another half hour or whatever the case is. But I don't see any need to not do the business that we need to do. It's a monthly, pretty much a monthly meeting. I support hearing from the CFO with regard to the closed session issues or those things that have been defined as such, but I don't see that it needs to interrupt the open session meeting. It can come afterwards. So for that reason, I will not be supporting the amendment, which would otherwise move us into closed session before all the agenda items that we've had languishing for some time. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Janet. Point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So since there's this agenda is chock full and it's even more chock full than it was before, and it's obvious that the agenda will not be completed, how would I be able to move to have a continuation meeting of this meeting? When could I do that, or how could I do that?
Once the agenda is adopted, you can make that at any time during the discussion of the agenda, the items, once you get the floor.
So I'd like to be on the stack for the floor.
Well, we're out of time now on this. We've already heard two. We're discussing this amendment. We already had two people in favor and two people for. And I heard Bill. Were you calling time or?
Well, I was going to make an amendment, but we're at time, though, on the extension now. I mean, I was going to speak in, about the amendment, but
we're out of time.
But go ahead. We're at time.
Yeah. So we're going to go first vote on Adriana's amendment to put the closed session after CFO report. Madam Secretary, can you call? Is there any? I assume there's some objection to that. I did hear objections. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Pass.
Alexander.
No.
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Brown, can't hear you. Castanets.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
This is on Adriana's amendment, correct?
Yes.
I vote no.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No. No, Sorden.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
No.
No. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Jim Brown, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
9 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay. Point of order.
Michael, what's your point of order?
I think our 5-minute extension is up, and we need to complete the agenda.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Bill called the time on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tony. I have a question.
Yes.
There was a motion from the audit committee that I don't think I saw on the agenda. I know it was forwarded. Can we find out why it's not on the agenda?
Well, this is Janet.
Yes. I'm gonna have to rule that out of order, Janet. We're wrapping up the agenda now. You can raise that question later on once we get the agenda adopted. But we're out of time.
I can respond.
Yes,
I'm on the audit committee.
Yes.
Yeah, that motion is meant for a closed session of the PND, not an open session.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
okay.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
We need to vote in the Margie motion as amended by my motion.
That's what I was just going to, Adriana, as soon as we wrapped up what Green's inquiry was. So now we're going to the vote on Margie's motion to go in closed session as amended by Adriana, which is after the CFO report. Is there any objection to that amendment to the agenda? Okay. Without objection, we're going to closed session after the CFO report. Now we're going to go into
I'm
vote.
Sorry. On I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes.
Wait, point of order, Chair. I'm sorry. Again, what are we voting on? I think that's not right. That doesn't make sense.
Well, what we're voting on is Adriana made an amendment to Margie's motion to go into closed session after CFO report. That amendment passed. Now we're voting on the full motion to go into, as amended by Adriana, to go into closed session after the CFO report.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Right. It was Margie's motion was to go into closed session after agenda approval, but that was amended to go into closed session after the CFO report. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn passes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Coburn abstains. I passed. So I abstain. I think I have everyone. Nwangaza, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you. All right, let me count. I have 10 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
Okay.
This passes. Amendment
passed. Okay, we now go vote on the full agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the full agenda as amended?
Mm-hmm.
Without objection, the agenda is adopted. We'll now move to the first order on the agenda, which is the special order of business dealing with the bylaw amendment. We have 15 minutes on this item, Mr. Timekeeper. And I believe the recommendation was by Serene. You want to deal with this, Serene?
Actually, it's now from the Governance Committee. We voted on it, I don't know, earlier this week. I don't remember what day. George should have sent it to you, Janet. Anyway,
it's already in the agenda.
Okay, great.
It's in an
Right, but did George send you the approval from the...
Yes.
It's
Appendix A.
Okay, beautiful. So we have two possible bylaw periods each calendar year, where the language in Article 17 of the bylaws say that the PNB, that it must all take place within the same calendar year, which means we're talking about the same group of people, who were officiating all year being the ones to vote. So it has to happen, I would say, it has to happen before the board's turnover due to election results in December, which means the last guaranteed date we have for dealing with the same body would be November. And that's November 20th, which I think is the third Sunday. I think KPFK is the last for LSE that votes each month. Counting backwards, since you have to allow up to 60 days between the vote of the last local group and the PNB, that would require that the PNB itself vote on September, getting there, September 22nd. Someone who has it in front of them can verify that. Okay, great, September 22nd. And since before a PNB vote, there must be a 45-day notice period.
Time.
I don't think we applied the time when someone is presenting a motion.
I agree, but that was thought.
But Serene, if you could just go ahead and make the motion, and everybody should have it in writing so we can get to it, and then we can get to the discussion on it.
Well, that's why I thought I would explain it rather than read it, since everyone does have it in front of them.
Okay, we'll give another 90 seconds on it. Yes, Serene, could you finish?
Okay, I won't need that much. Okay, so counting backwards, right? You go from the last LSB vote to the PNB vote of September 22nd to the 45-day notice period that's required before that. It means that the notice must be in place by August 8th, which is Monday. So the motion is to ask the PNB to approve the setting of the record date of August 8th.
Janet, for the staff.
Could we get this item as a motion on the floor? Otherwise, we're just discussing it in a vacuum. Oh. Serene, were you going to actually make the motion, and then we can
I just said the motion is to ask the PNB.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
You don't need a second. It came from the committee. That's the whole point.
Okay, the next person on the stack was Janet.
And then Grace on the stack.
And then Grace.
Okay, so I agree that a second ballot of proposed bylaws amendment is important to do this year. No matter which way we go, we're going to be criticized. However, as PNB Secretary with the Governance Committee's timeline, it will not be possible for me to provide Otis with the website notice by August 8th. As I said, I'm leaving for Houston. I'm going to be away all weekend and not able to work on this. I won't return until Monday night, and I'm unlikely to have internet access. Besides, for directors to prepare any documents to submit to the PNB secretary with all the necessary signatures 4 days from today would be way too little time. So I have a substitute motion, and basically it is to move dates forward 7 days, which means that the record date would be August 15th. The PNB vote would be September 29th, which is the fifth Thursday, a special meeting. And the LSB's vote to approve on the PNB approved proposals by November 27th, which is the fourth Sunday of November.
Time?
Rain?
Okay, could you submit that in writing? And do we have a second on that amendment?
Second.
Okay, we have a discussion. Rain, you
it's
have
really it's a substitute.
Yes, to the substitute motion.
Bill for the stack.
Doreen, then Bill.
Great. I'm on the stack.
Well, this is on substitute, so we have a new stack. We have Serene, Bill, then Grace.
Okay.
I recognize that the language says within 60 days, so certainly board and delegates can be encouraged to move to act on things.
Responsible.
Sorry?